With the great reckoning happening in America about male behavior and men in general, it leads to a question. What is male mental health, and what can we as a profession of mental health clinicians do to promote better male mental health? I'm Dr. Drew Ramsey, reporting for Medscape Psychiatry. I'm an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University. In my clinical practice, I see a lot of men, and I guess I found that somewhat surprising in early practice, as we often think about the therapeutic room as a place where, you know, we see more women. After all, the statistics tell us women get depressed twice as much as men. But maybe one of the reasons we're seeing such a disturbing accounting of male behavior is that we haven't focused on male mental health at all. After all, think about it. We have women's mental health centers at every major academic institution in America, but there's not a single male mental health center that I could find. And this is very concerning when you look at the ways that men dominate some mental health statistics. Like, of the 40,000 suicides in America, roughly 78% were white male. So maybe part of the reason, part of our solution for what's happening with men in America is our lack of a focus on their unique mental health challenges. So often we think about development as something that just happens in adolescence, but my own experience as a man and my experience of my patients tells me quite otherwise, as I'm sure you see with your patients. The challenges in the 20s of finding your identity, in the 30s and 40s of managing a profession, and for many of us, fatherhood, the 50s and 60s as we face our own parents' aging and demise and look back on our record of what we've done with our lives. These are all challenges that really deserve our attention and a conversation for men to better understand themselves. As I thought about what constitutes male mental health, my concern also was, how can men assess their mental health and how can we help them access care? And to do this, I created a little scale looking at several aspects of what interferes with male mental health. For example, substance abuse. The lifetime prevalence of a substance use disorder in men is quite high, I think about 40%. Thinking about things that often go untreated, like depression in men, often because it presents a little differently. Men are oftentimes a little bit more irritable and kind of angrier and have more insomnia, for example. And my concern is we have a notion that men don't really present to mental health clinicians and men maybe don't have mental health problems. It discourages treatment. Or it does the thing that we often do, is we don't encourage people to get treatment in a preventative way. It's one of the things about psychiatrists that's interesting, is so many of us have been in psychotherapy to understand ourselves, our emotional world, and our work. I think the more that we can sort of spread the news of what we have to offer, and the more that we can help men access treatment, my hope that psychiatrists in our profession can help with overall male behavior and how we relate to one another and to women. I'm Dr. Drew Ramsey. Please check out this issue of Men's Health, where I go into some detail about how men can rate themselves or think about their mental health. And I'm really curious in the comments below to hear how you consider male mental health in your practice, what unique aspects there are to it, and most importantly, what you feel we can do to help men understand themselves and their behavior.